There is some interest expressed in science fiction or the future of humanity. But it is neither science nor is it fiction. The future is yet to be written and yet already exists. The past is written, yet remains unwritten. The present exists, is now. In this outer spectrum, perceived by human senses, there is a past, a present, and a future. And oftentimes there is discussion, do people have free will? Are people able to change their future? Or is it predestined? In this spectrum of time, defined by situation or place and by person, by the perceiver, it appears that time moves at a certain pace and that there is a past that has already happened, a present now, and a future. But the reality is a little different. If you concentrate your mind very deeply, you can slow that time so that it barely moves. And in your perceptual field, time is different. This can be done so that you would look at the hands of a clock and see not only the clock face, you will see the time moving, yet you experience no movement of time. Even you experience the time on the clock stopping. Why? Because the present moment is ever expandable. And if you deepen your concentration, you can move into a dimension where time does not exist, where the past, the present, and the future are absorbed in now, where the hand on the watch, the second hand, will not move. If you concentrate deeply, this can be done. And when you are in a state where time is not moving, because your mind has moved out of the dimension of time into a subtler realm of existence, where time slows, very, very slow. And if you go deep enough, time stops. Time is relative. It is a measurement. Of movement. Without movement, there is nothing to measure. Time stops. So when the mind grows truly quiet and you move into subtler worlds, subtler dimensions of reality, into the subtle locus, time slows and eventually stops. When all the movement, psychic movement within the cosmic mind slows, the whole spectrum of time dissolves, because there is no movement to measure. But in a world that is perceived as form and change, time is always moving. And so in the world of time, you acquire and you lose, because there's always change. So time is a measurement of change. And there are changes that have occurred in the past, and there are changes that you anticipate in the future. But the reality is, all the changes happen in the present and only exist within the spectrum of form, change, and movement. This world is transitory in nature. Therefore, changes with time. And all of the experiences you have of form are always changing experiences. Can you truly change what will occur? If it is true that the future can be read, that you can know the future, how is it that you can have free will and change the future? The answer is a simple one, but perhaps not in keeping with our understanding of the world. There exists in a certain realm, a subtle loka, past, present, and future are one. Time collapses into the present moment. And eventually, even that dissolves into the stillness of being, where there is no time, because there is no movement and no change. In the world of change and movement, time is linear. And in linear time, indeed, you may choose one path or another. In linear time, there are choices. Every moment of your life is filled with choices, because there is a continual movement. Everything is in motion. In the realm of stillness, that conscious beingness, which is the knower of everything that occurs, the closer you go to the knower, like coming close to the sun, the radiation of that light, of that consciousness, is so bright that it dissolves this changing turmoil. And a point is reached where the future is written. So it is both unwritten and written. A paradox, perhaps, depending on the spectrum from which it is viewed. And in the true stillness, where time dissolves altogether, there is no future, there is no past, there is being, awareness, essence, love unconditional. God, whatever your description is of that divine essence, that is there. But in this realm, all is changing. So the complexity of manifestation allows for variety depending upon the realm, the loka, the dimension in which you are, your awareness, your conscious existence is perceiving reality. So in our reality, the second hand of the clock is going round. But when moved out of this world of change into the subtler realms, that hand will stand still. You delve into the moment and it expands. Time stands still. Time does not exist. It is relative. It is a part of the relative universe. In that relativity, in this world of form, you have choices. You have free will. And your choices, simple choices in your life, may make all the difference in the course of your life. Do you decide to move from one country to another? To go to one university instead of a different one? Where you meet different people and your life goes down a different road? You happen upon someone and your life takes a different turn. As you explore reality along a particular line. But to make it all more complex, you are not simply the product of this life. You are the product of a series of lifetimes of experience. These bodies are like clothing. You put them on, you wear them for a while, and they wear out, and you take them off. And then again, you enter into this dimension until your desires are resolved, and you no longer will to participate. But as long as you participate, there will in fact be this movement of time and these choices. Though your long history of experience, including your experiences from your childhood onward in this life, and your genetic makeup, which reflects your history, will draw you to certain choices and not others. You'll be moved in certain directions. Something will appeal more than something else. You'll feel more resonance. But you still have a choice. Even though you may feel more resonance to take one road than another, you have a choice. You always have a choice. And those choices can lead far astray from each other over time. Humanity, like you as an individual, also has choices. The choice to put love, harmony with all beings, and connection with life. Understanding of the deeper nature of existence importance on caring for others. Humanity as a whole has a choice to build societies based in honor and respect for all living beings, neo-humanistic societies, where all life is revered. Humanity also has the choice to be governed by fear rather than love, and to make choices that are reflective of that fear and the need for personal power of a few, exploitation of others, exploitation of plants and animals as well as human beings, greed, power, can motivate the social network. And why? What lays beneath greed and power? Fear. When people are governed by fear, they are governed by the need to acquire power, to acquire money, to acquire things, to be in control, to dominate, to exploit the natural world around, the animals, the plants, the living beings, the ecosystems, and eventually by their exploitation, destroy. People have a choice, not only individually, but collectively, as a society. The collective can choose to live by fear or to live by love. Love brings compassion, a care for the welfare of all living beings, a deep knowledge that there is safety in the inner spiritual realm of your being, and that you are loved unconditionally in a universe composed of love. When there is harmony with essence, when there is harmony with Dharma, with the laws of this universe, with the nature of what is, then power, greed to accumulate are not needed in the same way, because fear goes down, and therefore greed lessens, grasping lessens, and care for others grows. The future is not written, yet it exists already. It is dependent upon the choices people make individually and as a group. You may think that you are unimportant in forming the destiny of humanity, but it is not so. Every person with strong mind and good intentions makes a difference in this world. Every act of kindness that you do for all living beings, be it for other people, for animals, for plants, every act of kindness, of care, makes a difference. Your intentions in life, your intentions for the good and care of all beings, make a difference in this collective psyche and in the future of this world. The future can be predicted because in subtler realms, past, present, and future exist simultaneously. All that is exists. In this realm, it is yet unwritten. And you are the writers of the future. Never underestimate the potential power of a single act of kindness. Never underestimate the power of true love. Love has always been and will always be stronger than fear. Because love is the fabric of this universe. Aware consciousness, that stillness that is the core of everything, weaves out creation, not out of fear, but out of love. Out of love, out of the dance of love, comes all existence. And into that love, all existence returns. That is the stronger force in this universe. So that based on fear does not last. Love does. Material gain, power, position come and go. They are poor substitutes for true, deep, loving connections to living beings and to that divinity, that source within you, that stillness, that light at the core of your being. Remember this, and never think you are too old or too little or too unimportant to make a difference. Your intentions, your actions, your thoughts make a difference in this collective. And it is my feeling that the future of humanity is bright, despite the difficult times, despite the struggles between those two forces, that one based in fear, greed, and thirst for power, another based in care, love for all beings. They are at war on this planet. A war that light, love, compassion, and truth will surely win. The struggle is here in this dimension. It does not exist in the cosmic dimension. The outcome is already written. But the play is yet to be played. The dance yet to be danced. And therefore, your free will and your choices are what makes the difference. The power of a single act, like a drop of water into the ocean, goes how far you do not know. How far a single choice and the ramifications of that choice can go. So set your intentions. Let the love in the core of your being be the pole star of your life, and set your attentions according to that. And surely you will be a part of the bright future of humanity. All right.